This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two double shootings in 2 days. Milwaukee police are investigating another round of deadly gun violence. Investigators say two men were shot and killed last night near 27th and Atkinson. They've arrested a 26-year-old man they believe is responsible. On Saturday, two others were killed in a separate shooting near Appleton and Ruby. Detectives are still putting together what led up to both shootings. Anyone with tips is urged to contact police or call Crime Stoppers. It's estimated more than 18,000 filled Milwaukee's downtown Saturday for the No Kings rally.
Get up, get down. Milwaukee is a union town. Get up.
Organizers say the march was part of a nationwide movement pushing back on what they call authoritarian policies. Many protesters said they came out because of recent immigration raids by ICE in cities like Madison and Manitowoc. Republicans call the demonstrations a distraction from the ongoing government shutdown. Police in West Dallas continue to look into what led to the death of a 4-year-old over the weekend. They were called Saturday to an area near 108th and Greenfield, with investigators concentrated around a car in a Dairy Queen parking lot. No information has been released yet about what happened. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you park in downtown Milwaukee, get ready for some changes next year. The plan was discussed last week during budget talks. Going forward, metered parking will be active longer until 9 p.m. in some areas, and the city will also step up ticketing. Public Works estimates increasing citations written by 65,000. It's an effort to bring in needed revenue. The transportation fund is low because fewer people are commuting since the pandemic. City officials say they won't raise ticket fees but will enforce rules more strictly. Fans and fighters are mourning a Milwaukee legend. Jeffrey Duke Rufus, a world-famous MMA coach and former kickboxing champion, has died at the age of 55. Rufus trained big names like Anthony Pettis, Ben Askren, and Tyrone Woodley, shaping Milwaukee into a hub for MMA. Big changes are coming to I-94 in Milwaukee starting next week. The highway between 70th and 16th Street will be expanding from 6 lanes to 8, with several interchanges being redesigned. Starting late this Friday night, a 5-hour weekend closure will shut down multiple ramps in the Hale Interchange, including southbound 894 to eastbound 894. The closure will last until early Monday morning. From then on, it's several years of orange barrels. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.